You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Reveler Sports.
4 seconds left.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to RBLR Lightning. As always, my name is Dave Ricker. Alongside me is Joe Zanataro and Matt Gannon. Guys, welcome back to another episode. Thanks for taking over hosting duties, Joe, last week. I was out, unfortunately, watching taking over for the St. Lucie Mets, and we had to wrap up our season that week. But first and foremost, guys, how you doing today?
Well, not a problem taking over, and I know when our schedules get mixed up, it sometimes is a challenge. But hey, we're back on Monday, so it doing pretty well, feeling pretty good. How you doing over there, Matt?
Feeling pretty good. Might be an overstatement for me right now, but I think I'll be able to battle through it. Really enjoying this new background we have here, the nice refreshed look for what's hopefully going to be an entertaining new season of NHL hockey, but we still got a little bit to go. So I think we still got a couple ideas to help us hold us ourselves over into the new season coming up.
Yeah, you know what? I love the new look here that we got. It's fun. It's new. It's sleek. It looks pretty good. So excited for this season as we get closer and closer to underway. I believe we're under 30 days now at this point. I keep losing track. We're so close. Do have a couple of little news things that we want to go over today. But the main part of today's show will be having some fun with some jerseys. I always love talking about jerseys, all the fun things out there, what the Lightning actually have, the concepts. And basically what we're going to be doing is taking a look. We all have picked our own home, away, and alternate jersey sets, and then a wild card one of just something we found online. And this could be anything. The actual jerseys the Lightning currently wear, designs people have made on the internet, your ideal Tampa Bay Lightning jersey lineup. I think it should be a lot of fun. We'll take a look at all these jerseys and let us know here. If you're live, don't feel free to send a comment down below as well on what you guys think would be your perfect ideal Lightning jersey lineup. Let us know in the comments down below. If you're watching this on YouTube later, which, by the way, if you're missing out live, trust me, you want to be here at RBLR Lightning, at RBLR Sports, so you don't miss out when we do go live. You can also ring that notification bell on YouTube so you get those notifications as well. All right, couple of news things. Let's jump into that first. You guys touched on the prospect showcase last week while I was out. That's been officially announced. We have dates, news, all that fun stuff, and the rosters are out. So looking over this roster here for the prospect showcase, there's usually not a lot of ton of crazy stuff going on, but there's a couple of guys that I'm personally really excited about. Of course, you got, Connor Geeky, who is the new top prospect for the Lightning that all eyes are going to be on. Maxime Grosshev is back once again. That's the guy that I'm most personally excited about, have been for a while now. I'm also really interested to see how the goaltenders do, because Lightning don't have a ton of big goaltendering prospects. Obviously, you really don't need it as much when you got a guy like Andre Vasilevskiy, who's going to be the main guy for the next couple of years, but curious to see how they do. And then the player we acquired from Pittsburgh, who is a Tampa native as well, he should be a fun one to keep your eye on as well. So I don't know about you guys, but there's a couple of prospects for sure that I'm excited to see this year.
I'm looking forward to geeking out on Geeky. I really can't wait to see you play. Oh, it wasn't that bad. not having really had a chance to watch much of what he's been able to do, this will be like the first look that I'll really be getting. And since we kind of gave up a lot to get him, I'm definitely hoping that the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah, and a lot of people are kind of asking where Isaac Howard might be. And I think I heard that NCAA players aren't allowed to play in this tournament or something like that. That's what I heard. If he were allowed to, I'm sure he'd be at the camp there. But because he's arguably our second best prospect behind Connor Geeky right now.
I think if he goes to the camp, it's technically playing professionally, which would...
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that was how that worked, because it would be fun to see Isaac Howard, but I'm sure he'll get his chances here and in the minors. And I don't know if he'll be in any of the preseason stuff or not, but I'm sure we'll get to see him soon enough.
Interestingly, though, Lilleberg's on this list, which, I mean, I looked. He had 37 games played. He doesn't qualify as a rookie by NHL standards, but, I mean, it is still like a rookie showcase for the Lightning, so they can put pretty much who they want on that roster. But I thought that was interesting. Lilleberg probably got the most experience of anyone that'll be there with his 37 games played.
That is a good point. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't think I even noticed him when I was looking through the roster, because Lilleberg is not a name you would kind of expect to be on there. But yeah, Lilleberg, I mean, yeah, there he is right there. He did play a decent amount, but I guess really when you look at it, it does kind of still feel like he's brand new, and you can kind of understand why he'd be in the rookie showcase. I wonder if he'll dominate just because he's got that NHL experience and he kind of knows what he's doing. Maybe that's the team to keep your eyes on to see if they do really good in the whole prospect showcase tournament. All of these games, by the way, are going to be in Nashville this year, Nashville, Tennessee, and they're all going to be streamed on the Lightning website. When those games take place, if you are in Nashville, you can go to them for free. They're open to the public. So if you want to check those games out and you're in that area for whatever reason or want to take a trip up there, you can go watch the Lightning prospects play these games. We also have Roman Schmidt, by the way, one of the defensive prospects for the Lightning, who is one of the probably more top prospects when it comes to defense, who I think will be really interesting to see. There's a lot of fun guys on this list. You know, I know the Lightning don't have the biggest prospect pool or anything like that, as we've talked about before, but I think there's guys that could make a jump here. Again, Maxim Grosshoff, I remember the last prospect showcase he was at, he made an unbelievable play that was a highlight reel, where it almost looked like the Nikita Kucherov play against the Florida Panthers, where he did that no-look backhand pass to Ross Colton to get the game winner seconds before the game ended. And Grosshoff kind of did something similar where he just, you know, going to the back of the net, threw it in front, and it was a perfect play for, I forget who it was that scored the goal, but to set him up. So he's another guy. Can't wait to see what he does. I'm hoping he gets closer and closer to having a chance at maybe not at the NHL roster. So I think he's a little bit time away, but we'll have to wait and see here.
The news that was announced on the Tampa Bay Lightning's website, it does tell you sort of the qualifications in order to make it to the tournament. Just to be quick here, any player on an entry-level contract, provided they are 24 years or younger and have less than 20 games NHL experience, are eligible to participate. Exceptions permitted with prior approval from all teams. I wanted to point out this next part here. Players are allowed one fight for the tournament. Second bite will result in a tournament suspension.
I did not know that was a rule. Well, look at that. I don't think we've ever seen many fights in these. There's been some scruffles. I don't think I've ever seen a fight in a prospect.
They used to be significantly more common, as we, you know, bruisers were part of and enforcers were more prevalent. So, I mean, you've seen them. You'd see them in the rookie camps and training camps all the time, especially on a guy that's on a PTO that he knows that he's going to be a role player, just to put some fear on the other team. You'd see him quite often. So I think it's probably to prevent that getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's kind of your best, easiest way to make your mark at these camps, you know, to, you know, get all eyes on you really quick, really fast, and, you know, be maybe a pretty good way to become a team guy real quick too. It's just a really good way to grab attention real quick for a good cause, I'd say.
By the way, the name of the Tampa prospect that we got from Pittsburgh is Lucas, and I'm going to try this, but we really should leave this up to the Lightning broadcasters. I think it's Sajavowski, but Lucas is his first name. He's a right winger. That's the guy who was born in Tampa. So I'm excited to see what he does, because it's always fun, you know, when you have that hometown guy. And the Lightning don't typically have a ton of them, obviously, because as big as hockey is down here in Tampa in the South, it's obviously not as big as some other places. A lot of guys don't roll through here from Tampa, but exciting to see what he can do, and hopefully he can make an impact for the Lightning in the rookie showcase and in the near future here. Now, also, news that came out that, I'm going to be honest, kind of surprised me here. the NHL released their ranking of the coaches for the upcoming season, and they ranked them all. And I was a little surprised at who was number one, because he constantly gets disrespected. He has not won a Jack Adams Award before, and I feel like he gets overlooked a lot, but it was none other than John Cooper, who was atop of the standings here for the early preseason rankings by NHL.com writers for who the top coach in the NHL is right now. So John Cooper gets that award here from – not award, but from the NHL writers that he put out as top coach, which I thought was pretty cool.
It's stupid. Like, I mean, it's like a backhanded compliment in a way. You know, you're acknowledging the guy's a really good coach, but when it came time to give him an award for it, he gets snubbed. I don't know. It feels kind of cheap to me. I mean, we all know how great of a coach Cooper is, and for them to just put it on like basically a writer's column, essentially a blog post, versus him being in the running for Jack Adams is, I don't know, it feels, I don't know, just feels less than genuine. It feels disingenuous to me.
I feel like the Jack Adams Trophy, I don't know, to me personally, it's just kind of the biggest overachiever award, like who was expected to do poorly and the team just kind of did a lot better than everybody thought. You give credit to the coach. Like last year's Vancouver, they were kind of projected to miss the playoffs, and Rick Tocchet actually makes their team a pretty darn good team. They went pretty deep in the playoffs, but still, it's just kind of the overachiever award. It's not who the actual best coach of the year was. Like there's somebody who says the GM of the year and the coach of the year award is the Stanley Cup. That's your team of the year award. So I don't put a whole lot of stock into it yet. It does kind of suck that part of his trophy case is a little bit empty, but at the same time with what that trophy's become, I'm not too bummed. At least he is kind of unanimously recognized as the, you know, the gold standard of hockey coaches right now. You know, there's a reason why he's been named to the, you know, both the Four Nations Canada team and the Olympic Canada team right now as the head coach, not just an associate coach or anything like that. He is unanimously, you know, the guy for the job. You know, I might not be cheering for Canada in these coming tournaments, but it would be really wicked cool if John Cooper could, you know, walk away with gold. You know, I guess that would also encompass Braden Point and possibly Stamkos as well, walking away with gold. But I don't know, everybody does recognize the greatness of John Cooper finally, and I think it'll stay like that for years to come.
Yeah, and Joe, you bring up a good point that it does kind of feel a little bit disingenuous, but, you know, at least you see it and there is some acknowledgement. I think that was what I was most excited about. By the way, I have a comment here from Brian who says, the players always get credit for Coop's success. Yes, you're absolutely right. People all the time always say that, well, look at all the great players the Lightning have, and that's the reason why Cooper has so much success, which I think is a tired argument and really doesn't have legs behind it, but that is the storyline all the time with the Lightning. I saw some people saying that maybe Cooper has a better chance at winning a Jack Adams award this year just because the Lightning obviously not as strong as they once were on paper, and the lineups changed a lot. You don't have Stamkos. You're going to have a new captain this year. I don't know if I necessarily buy that. It kind of depends on – I thought last year, if any year, was going to be his best chance because you were without Andre Vasilevsky for the entire first half of the season. But I did see people mentioning that maybe Cooper has a little better chance at a Jack Adams Award this year.
I wouldn't necessarily disagree. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, even people last year were sleeping on, you know, the Tampa lineup. A lot of people this year kind of predicting that we're going to miss the playoffs. I mean, the Atlantic division is a stacked division right now, whether I'd like to admit it or not. But again, it's the biggest overachiever award. How much can we overachieve? I feel like everybody's expectations for Tampa, you know, within the fan base and outside of the fan base is kind of everywhere right now. I see a lot of people, you know, reaching for the Stanley Cup. I see a lot of people maybe not saying, you know, tanking or anything like that, but a significant fall off. Me personally, I'm not, you know, ready to have that conversation. But again, it's the biggest overachiever award. I could see him possibly winning it this year, but we'd have to do really, really good to win it this year, for Cooper to win it this year.
Yeah, I mean, given that we've been eliminated in the first round for the past 2 years, you know, if we make a deep run with the changes that have been made, I mean, you got to have to figure that's a pretty decent argument at that point. I mean, he's been a consistently good coach, and, you know, maybe even sometimes, you know, you can put past success into making decisions for what's been, you know, happening for that current year. Maybe they'll fall into it too.
Listen, there's no question that John Cooper already deserves a Jack Adams, maybe multiple Jack Adams awards. Maybe this will be the year that they can finally pull it off. And if the Lightning really come out and set the world on fire here with how everything is different as looked. By the way, when are we naming a new captain? I'm surprised that hasn't come out yet. I feel like we're getting really close to the point where you would see it, captain news and I feel like the choice is pretty obvious. I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Yeah, would you be like okay starting the season without a captain, or even going through this whole season without a captain?
No, I mean, I think this is, again, I'm surprised it's taken this long. I think it's an obvious choice in Victor Hedman. He's been there the longest, right behind Stamkos. He seems like a natural leader. Unless there's things behind the scenes that I don't know, I don't know why you would go into the season without a captain.
They won't. It's got to be something like it's going to be set up as a publicity event, so they have it timed. I mean, it is the obvious choice for Hedman. So maybe it is something that get the fans kind of hyped up for like the start of the season.
Hey, I'm ready. Let's go. Get me excited. Let's name a captain. I'm ready to go. I don't know.
Yeah, that's off-season news. We need something.
I get that, and maybe they already got a whole thing set up. I'm sure they do, and I would be shocked if they went into the season without a captain. But it just crossed my mind when I was looking at some Lightning stuff. It's like, well, it's a little weird that they haven't thrown out the captain news yet, but we'll have to wait and see. By the way, Brian asked here as well, when does camp start? 17th. And Joe, you confirmed that, right? That it's just correct. That's when the camp starts, the 17th.
Yep.
So 17th is when the camp starts in Nashville. Those can be streamed on the Lightning website.
So that's that's for the actual main camp. For it'll start in Tampa, so they'll be practicing at I think they practice both at Tampa General TGH Iceplex. Man, it's so much easier when it had its old name, and also at Amalie Arena. And those are things that are open to the public.
Correct. And the full schedule is on the Lightning website. If you just go to their news release, you can see the whole schedule of when the games are, when the practices are, and all that fun stuff. By the way, comment here from Daniel as well. If they waited a season, it would show that they don't believe Hedman can be the captain. Yeah, if they didn't do it and waited, it would be surprising, and that probably makes sense that they don't believe in Hedman, which, again, I would be shocked if that's the case. I don't see why he couldn't be the captain. Hopefully we don't have to worry about that, because I don't need a whole nother drama with the captains again here. We just dealt with it this offseason. We'll wait and see. Hopefully it'll get announced soon, and we will be the first to talk about it as soon as we know about it on this show. So don't forget to like and subscribe. Ring that bell for notifications so you don't miss out when that episode comes set. All right, let's have some fun with our jersey game here that we're going to do. So, again, the way this is going to work, all of us have picked a home, away, and alternate jersey of our ideal Lightning uniform set. And, again, this can be current Lightning jerseys, old ones. It can be mock-ups that people made and put online. Anything really goes. Heck, you could have made your own thing if you really wanted to. I know none of us are that good in Photoshop, but we're just going to have some fun with it. We'd love to hear from you guys as well. Let us know. Tweet us at RBR Lightning as well what your favorite ones are. We'd love to see them. Maybe we can talk about it in a future episode as well. So let us know what you guys want, and we're going to reveal these. We have not seen each other's. I have not seen Joe's. I have not seen Matt's. They have not seen mine. So we're going to get to live react here. We'll go through the home jerseys, then we'll go to the away, then we'll do the alternate, and then we'll do a wild card, which is one that we just found that we like. So, all right, without further ado, let's kick this off. I'm going to start us off here, and we're starting with the home jerseys. So for my home jerseys, I went with one that I have loved for a very, very long time. It was designed by Kirkpatrick Designs. As you can see, it's basically the 2004 jersey, except with the current Lightning logo. I love these things. I think they're great. I'm telling you right now, if they sold them online, I would be all over them. No question about it. So these are my pick here for the home jerseys. I love these things. Ignore the Stamkos on there. These are old designs, so he's still on a lot of these. But those are my pick for the home jerseys.
I like those, Jake. It's a nice blend of the current alternate jersey and you know, the former primary jersey. Why are you hiding behind your design? You're right, Jake. I'd buy those in a heartbeat. I'm a big fan. I think I went a bit of a different direction than you. You kept it nice and simple. I might have misunderstood the assignment a bit, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But big fan of those.
Yeah, that's a nice look for sure.
Yeah, I think I like these a lot. These are those I think would be fun. Like I said, I would definitely go. Okay, well, I got to bring this comment up here. You guys are going to get a kick out of this, I'm sure. Here's Daniel. Jake's home jersey looks like a perfect for some ads. My jerseys are not allowed to have ads at all. No, thank you. That's a funny. I'll give you that.
That's pretty good.
That was funny. All right, Joe, we're going to go with you next. Here are your home jerseys that you decided to go with.
This should come as no surprise to anyone at all. The Gasparilla jersey, the one that was originally black, that would be my go-to. Let's rock those for a whole season at home. I love the logo. That's my pick for the home jerseys.
Simple enough. I fully support it. I love the Gasparilla jerseys. You can't go wrong with them. Not a bit.
I mean, Gasparilla jerseys are great. There's no question about it. But you know what? I can get behind for a whole home season. Everybody's going to love the Gasparilla jerseys. They're the most popular ones. So yeah, you know what? That's a great pick, Joe. I love it. I maybe would have done it for the alternate, but listen, it's Gasparilla. Can't go wrong. Although I would love a blue Gasparilla. I would love to see that. I thought we were going to get a blue Gasparilla last year when they did those teasers. We didn't. It was just white and black. Give me some blue Gasparilla jerseys. I think those would look really, really, really good. They did have the blue Gasparilla shirts that I do have one of. I should have worn it for this episode. I know Joe was going to pick that though. But I would love a blue Gasparilla jersey. I can hope. Maybe this year we'll get one. All right. Matt, I'm really curious to see what you picked out here. So I'm going to get ready so I can model the jersey. All right.
I went a little crazy here. I was trying to do some AI mock-ups, but I'm going with a rebrand here. I'm a big fan of the purple and black color scheme, so I tried to gaslight the AI into doing something like that for me. It's actually really difficult having AI design a jersey for you, but I figured I'd incorporate some realistic lightning in there and, again, just kind of go with the black and purple color scheme. I could really get behind that. It's one of my favorite color schemes on Earth. So not a total rebrand, but a total color rebrand for us with some realistic lightning there at the bottom. Maybe didn't come out exactly as I liked, but I think a full kit in that would look pretty cool. Maybe some extra lightning on the sleeves or something like that. I'm going full extra, full out, you know, beer league kind of jersey, something like that. We're not doing the simple, slim down, simplified NHL jerseys. We're going all out with some lightning, baby.
Yeah, that's definitely a sublimated jersey where they print on the whole thing and then assemble it.
This looks like a jersey designed by Fanatics. You can tell just with the way it's all messed up. You know what though, Matt? I like where your head's at. The actual like look of the real lightning with the purple, that would be kind of fun for an alternate jersey. I could get behind that for sure. We got to fix that lightning logo. The AI doesn't know what's going there. That's great. I love that. That's a fun one for sure. Also, I noticed we all went with black home jerseys, not yeah, with the blue that we currently have. I don't know, man. I love the black old home ones. So we all went with black there.
I think it's Steve Dangle or somebody on that show that every time a new black, you know, alternate jersey comes out, they're like, are these jerseys good or are they black? Like, which is it? And I definitely fall victim to just a black jersey being like, that thing looks real clean.
I don't know if it's like just the traditional sense of, you know, for a very long time, especially early on, black was home and white was away. Like, that's just the way you knew. And then teams started getting fancy with colors. You got the Ducks who are orange now, Predators who are yellow. But I've always been Well, as you can tell by my first pick, clean, simple, you know, black and white. That's the kind of design I like. So that is cool, though, that we all picked black jerseys for our home ones. Well, let's see how the away ones go here and see if we all picked the traditional white color, if anybody went a little crazy. Again, I'm excited to see yours, Matt, here. You've got me excited for your jerseys. But I'll start us off with the away ones. Here's my away one. If you're thinking, well, that looks pretty similar to the last one, it's because it is. Again, Design by Kirkpatrick Designs here. It's the same jersey as the home ones, but white. And you have the blue logo. Again, I love the old 2004 look. I think they're great. Get the white as the away jersey. I am all over these. And there is a specific no ad zone to the top left. So we can't do any of that. It's simple, same thing, but in white this time. I love these jerseys. I absolutely love them.
Hold the theme. I mean, they are pretty clean. They have representation of all the different colors too.
Yeah, I could genuinely see these being an actual jersey one day being worn. Who is the designer again, Jake?
Kirkpatrick Designs. He does a lot of – I think he actually designed jerseys for one of the AHL teams, I think it was, or ECHL. I can't remember who it was. He does a lot of different jersey concepts. He's actually worked with teams before, so he does a lot of really cool stuff.
Well, Vinick, listen up. Are you guys like – I know we've had beaten the jersey talk to death. Are you guys a fan of, like, the current jerseys, or would you want to switch it up? Like, if they said – like, if Jake, if they came to you and said you're a deciding factor, if you want to keep the regular home and away jerseys or if you want to do these jerseys that you're showing us right now, what would you say to Jeff Vinick? Look him in the eyes.
You know what? That's tough because, like I said, I really do like these. Like, anytime anybody's asked me about, like, what my favorite Lightning jerseys are, I send these all the time. Or anytime there's talk about a new jersey, I send those because I'm like, this is what I want. So I would definitely lean to getting those. But you know what? I know our current ones are very simple and obvious. Oh, it's the same color as Toronto, blah, blah, blah. But I do like it. I do like the blue. I'm a big blue guy. It's my favorite color. And they're clean. They're simple. They are nice. So I do like our current jerseys. So if you're pulling my arm, I'm fine with sticking with the current ones. But I love these. So if you're asking me and I get to decide it, yeah, I'm probably going to those. But I don't have a problem with that current one. I don't.
Cool. Good answer.
Yeah. I mean, I'd keep them the way they are. I kind of like the idea of never changing them and it being kind of the sort of thing. Like, I have a cousin that's in Michigan, and in their basement, they've got Detroit Red Wings jersey that's always been the same one. And it's like a 50-year-old jersey, you know, one of the ones that they have on their wall. And I just kind of like the idea of that, you know, being handed down generation to generation in a sense. So I'd keep them the same just for that.
Yeah, they don't have to spend money every 2 years on brand new jerseys all the time. Hey, man, I'm a sucker for that stuff too, so they get me all the time. Let us know in the comments as well if you guys would keep the jerseys or if you would go with the changes. Maybe at the end we'll ask our viewers here who their favorite uniform set is. That could be fun as well. But all right, Joe, it's time for your away jersey. Let's see what you know. Oh.
Speaking of some changes, let's go dark. All right, it feels like it's from Florida. We got our palm trees rocking. Everyone's gonna know where the team's coming from when we have those on the ice. And you know what? Let the home team that they're playing against wear something white.
Yeah, are you guys like a fan of having the darks or solid colors at home? Like, that's all I've ever known teams as, and then, you know, the whites are the away team. But I think it's a cool, I wouldn't even call it a concept, you know, how it used to be, you know, the away team coming, showing their colors and you know, what their team looks like, I guess, you know, just showing your colors as the away team. I'm a big fan of that because you know what your team looks like, you know what your team looks like on the ice. I'm a big fan of away teams wearing dark or solid colored jerseys. So I like what you did here, Joe.
I think it would be cool to have them have dark jerseys here, but you know, it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters, right? When who they play, the team that they always play. So, I mean, you kind of want them to not really be part of the show. You know, mm-hmm. You want your team to pop and stand out, and the you know, the away team wearing white. But I do like the idea of the Washington Generals, is that what it is? I do like the idea of seeing some variety at home. Luckily with TV, with, you know, games being broadcast like they are in this day and age, we get to see a lot, you know, every single away game in high definition. So we do have that at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt, I'm glad you mentioned this because I did an interview on the Bolt Report with Paul Kennedy, and he talked about this. I think we asked him kind of about the jerseys at one point. And because I have always been, you know, I don't like when teams wear white at home. Like, home jersey is for your solid, darker color. That's the home team. I've always been that way. But Paul Kennedy, kind of what you were saying before there, he was saying that, like, he enjoyed when teams would wear white at home because you got to see other teams' jerseys, all these different colors. It wasn't always a white jersey that's just the logo changing for all these teams coming to town. You got to enjoy those teams' home jerseys, which, you know, I thought was a good point. I'm like, you know what? That's a very fair argument. I've always been with the, you know, dark is home, white is away. But, you know, I could get behind it for a little bit, maybe not permanently. I'm still on that dark is home train, but, you know, I wouldn't hate it for a little bit. Joe, by the way, I do love the palm tree ones. Everybody was, you know, Gudis loved those when they did that fake reveal, but I think they could be fun as an alternate jersey, no question about it. So maybe one day we'll get the palm tree jerseys.
A quick aside, real quick. Did you just mention Gudis?
I did.
Okay. Apparently the Ducks are like planning to make him captain. I don't know if that's like a shock or anything. Like, if that's weird to you guys too. Yeah. Yeah. Elliot Friedman came out saying they're like, yeah, I think the Ducks sometime before the season starts, they're going to name Radko Gudis the captain of the Anaheim Ducks.
I did not know that. That does come as a surprise to me. Doesn't seem like the leader type.
Right? I mean, I don't know. He's a veteran. He's been in the league for a while now. I don't know if I would or wouldn't call him a leader or anything, but it's funny. You know, he's only been on that team for a year now or so, and, you know, I don't know. It's just the weirdest thing. Like, you know, 10 years ago, if you told me Gudis was going to be captain of the Anaheim Ducks, you know, I'd be laughing at you. I just thought that was really funny. It was easy.
I've always thought of him as being more stoic and not that loud, not that verbal in the locker room. You know, to be a leader and not be one that, and maybe I got that completely wrong, but that definitely surprises me. I would have thought someone like Killorn could have stepped up too.
That'd be a good answer. Yeah, there's, I wouldn't say plenty of other people in Anaheim, but like, you know, some guys that have been there for a while, like Cam Fowler, maybe Mason McTavish, you know, a young gun like that. Yeah, Radko Gudis. When I saw that, I was like, oh, these guys might get a kick out of that. So sorry to drag it aside like that.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because it is surprising. And I just don't, I mean, you don't know what happens behind closed doors. Maybe in Anaheim, he's become the leader type of guy. You know, I don't know, but definitely not a name I would expect for Captain Gate. Well, Radko Gudis always lives on in Lightning history when it comes to the palm tree jersey. That's one of my favorite little inside jokes that the Lightning have here with those. So, all right, Matt, it's your turn here. Time for your away jersey that you picked. Let's see what you got. Okay, going with the purple theme again here.
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to do, you know, full kit. You know, home and away. And I tell you what, it's really hard trying to, you know, again, gaslight AI into doing what you want. You know, you're like, make this the exact same, just make the color white instead of black, and it gives you an entirely new team and jersey and everything else. I'm like, no, make the exact same colors or the exact same jersey, just invert the colors and we'll be good. Whatever. I think the away jerseys, I kind of like how they turn out a little bit better. It's got a little bit more accents on the sleeves. You got the gradient, you know, from the, I guess you wouldn't really call it a gradient, but, you know, the white going into the black and separated by the blue lightning bolts. I'm a really big fan of these. I really wish we could do something like this. I'll keep dreaming. I don't think the purple scheme will ever come to fruition. I think we're, you know, blue and white and sometimes black till we die. But I will keep dreaming, and I will also keep dreaming for AI to get the lightning logo right on the chest.
Why do I feel like that's turning into like almost like a New Jersey Devils logo, the way that it's starting to alter that lightning bolt?
You know what? I can kind of see it a little bit. There's a lot more distortion, but I can kind of see it. And also, as good as AI is, like, AI is terrible when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. Kind of stuff. It's got a long way to go. But Matt, I dig it. You know, I did the same thing with you know, the home and the way looking very similar in the same concept, in which you did there as well. And I do like the white and purple, how they clash. And if you did like actual lightning bolt designs, obviously AI is just doing what AI does. Mm-hmm. Man, I could get behind that. I could get behind this, Matt, especially as an alternate jersey. It'd be fun for a one-off, maybe for a couple of games or something like that. So
yeah, a lot of these designs that I was coming up with, like there was plenty of trial and error today with this AI, but a lot of these would just be way better suited as an AI or warm-up jersey or something, maybe not a full-time.
Eureka, our producer, said that Tico Energy app would really pop. The ad thing. Never again. They would pop. I mean, that's no question about that, but I'm not for that. All right, time to go to the alternate jersey round. You know what is funny? I just noticed this week nobody has done a blue jersey yet. I'm curious to see if we get some blue jerseys here in the alternate round, because blue is our traditional color right now. All right, I'll start us off. I do kind of know where this is going, though, because I do have a blue alternate jersey, and it's current one. It's the reverse retro 1.0. You guys know I love the old design. I love the old logo. These were some of my favorite reverse retro jerseys. Of course, I have one of my own. They're great. I know a lot of people really did enjoy these jerseys as well. So this was a no-brainer pick for me. It also keeps on the theme with the home and away kit. So again, very clean, simple, didn't do anything too crazy. But reverse retro 1.0 is my pick for the alternate jerseys.
Yeah, you definitely themed it all together. Putting on the reverse retro, then hitting the blue, the white, and the black. Yeah,
I got all three colors.
These jerseys are so clean. Maybe not my favorite of the reverse retros. It's hard to beat the storm jerseys, but man, these jerseys were so clean. I still really do love them. So you kept it nice and simple, Jake. Something you know the team should actually maybe do. So. Whereas I'm on the complete other end of the spectrum.
Hey, I like that we have both of them, though. I love that we're going on both ends here. But yeah, so simple and clean for me. Those are my three jerseys, home, away, and alternate. All right, Joe, your turn here. Let's see what
it's
we got.
It's funny that we didn't see each other's jersey picks at all beforehand. We had no idea what was coming. I just went with our standard home blue as our alt, because I did also want to make sure that there is blue in there. So. Funny enough.
I mean, hey, you know, listen, you need a blue jersey. I love the blue jerseys. I'm all for that. It's simple and easy.
I don't know why it just stunned me. Like, I was trying to come up with something to say, and I was just kind of at a loss for words for whatever reason, just seeing the standard jersey like that. Now, you know, I guess if the palm trees is our away jersey, I'll take that all day. Just, you know, keeping it simple every now and again, but going extravagant. Vacation Ugh. Joe jerseys. That's what they are.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yep.
I can dig that. All right, Matt. So I'm curious, are we going to get another purple with a black, or maybe even a blue? Are we going to get blue and purple on this one for the alternate jersey? I'm really excited to see. What do we got?
No, I kept the colors simple, but went with a different design. A little bit of a take on my own Gasparilla jersey, maybe spice it up a little bit, make it look like something an actual pirate maybe might wear or something. At first, I was trying to do like a Buccaneers collab, and the jerseys just looked awful that the bot was giving me. And then I was like, oh, this is, you know, simple and clean, just black and white. You know, just a big fan of the skull and crossbones and the dueling swords right there. So I figured, you know, the pirate theme, a little bit more extravagant than the Gasparilla, the usual Gasparilla, make a full kit out of it. I don't know if I got any pictures of the full kit or anything, but I just love the pirate theme, just like Joe.
That, I mean, those definitely looks more piratey. You know, maybe the pants have some red in them to get that 1960s pirate movie typical look in there too.
That'd be good.
Do you guys know who the guy on Twitter, the Tampa guy who does the jersey swaps? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Riga. OCP Designs.
Yeah.
Matt, he did a Buccaneers one, a Lightning Buccaneers look where I can't remember it was. Or no, I think, yeah, he swapped like Tom Brady in a Lightning jersey and then
Stamkos
in a Bucks jersey. The Lightning have also did a warm-up jersey with the Rays. They had a Rays hockey jersey. I would love a Bucks collab. I think that would be – now, red obviously doesn't really fit our color scheme with the Lightning, but when you kind of go with the Bucks collab, I think that would be a lot of fun. So I like your, although with that look to Blackhawks with the red and the black, I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point.
I do like that though. I like what you were thinking though. There is a design out there by OCP Designs, which by the way, he does those jersey swaps unbelievably fast. I don't know how he does it so incredibly quick. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I've seen those Buck ones before and those are really cool. So I like that. And I do like the, again, I know AI is not great when it comes to making logos there, but I like the idea. Listen, Gasparilla jerseys are a classic. Easy to go with those.
There's another one that, you know, since you had me searching the design, I didn't see the OCP designed ones, but I'm sending you one right now where only you guys will be able to see it on our chat, but it's more of the creamsicle, and I was surprised how much I like these. If you search for like Lightning X Buccaneers orange mashup jersey, that I think looks pretty sharp.
I was trying to do something with the creamsicle color scheme, but I don't know. I couldn't bring myself to get the bolts to wear orange or anything like that. I felt like purple was far enough. But no, I was trying, and the AI wasn't really helping.
You know, the ones you sent, Joe, they kind of remind me of the old – it is orange, like the creamsicle, but like they almost remind me of that design that the old alarm clock – Bucks jerseys were. That's kind of the theme, which I didn't love.
Right.
I think if you change up that design a little bit, but still went with the creamsicle. I mean, listen, the creamsicle jerseys are probably the Bucks' best jersey that they have. I think they're great. So I think if you change the design a little bit, I'd like it more because I think it just kind of reminds me of that alarm clock kind of style that obviously did not go over well. The Bucks got rid of it very quickly. It wasn't the main jersey for long, but I do like that. You like the cream skull idea. And Eureka, our producer, sent the the Tom Brady and a Lightning jersey, which, you know what, I actually do kind of like. I've always been a fan of the Steelers, or not Steelers, just Pittsburgh in general. They all have the same colors for all their teams. I think it's just fun. It's nice. Obviously, Tampa, very different when it comes to Lightning and Rays are similar, different color blues, and then you got the Bucks in red, and you got the Rowdies in green as well, and then you have the Sun now, which they are navy and yellow, if I'm not mistaken, to the women's soccer team. So everything is a little bit different. Eureka, our producer, said Rowdies were first, so everybody goes green. Well, remember the Rowdies had the blue jersey, if I'm not mistaken, correct? So I mean, technically, the Lightning followed suit, and the Rowdies changed things up on them. But all right, so let's go with our final one. So those were the main sets. So those were the home, away, and the alternate ones. If you guys here are with us live, which, by the way, we really appreciate you tuning in, you can go ahead and let us know down below which one was your favorite out of the three of us. If you guys have any ideas, too, for ones that you like, let us know down in the comments below. We'd love to hear from you guys. But let's go with our wild card ones, just fun ones that we found. This could have been really crazy. Maybe if some of us went simple, I'm excited to see what you guys came up with. So I will kick us off here for the wild card one. And I'm not going to lie, I found this literally last minute, but I really like this. So again, nothing crazy, but it uses the shoulder patch logo, the old shoulder patch logo, which we talked about this when we did the, I don't know what you call it, X amount of money to make your own jersey video when we did that, which if you want to check that out, it's on YouTube. You can go see that older episode, but it uses that logo and I think it's really clean. Again, it kind of goes with that old 2004 look. We're very traditional and simple, but I like that as the primary logo. I don't know about you guys.
Love the primary logo. I love the lightning bolt coming across Florida logo. Huge fan of that. And again, you know, we've already kind of beaten the black and blue and white designed to death, but I'm still a big fan of it. I don't know. The more, you know, I see these jerseys, the more I talk myself out of, you know, the normal primary home jerseys. I love these black and blue jerseys. They're awesome. Like the alternate jerseys right now. But man, again, just you keeping it simple. All of these are something I can realistically see the team wearing, would support the team wearing. So I'm a big fan of this jersey. This might be my favorite one that you showed us so far, Jake.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to agree on that point. From a design standpoint, pulling the stripes that you have on the arms into the logo itself for some for like a cohesive color palette on it. It pulls together really, really well. And, you know, definitely something I'd like to see come down the runway and somebody modeling that one off.
Yeah, I'm a fan of these. And again, those are ones I kind of found when I was just scrolling through last minute. They're clean. So I'm all for those, especially as an alternate jersey. All right, Joe, it's your turn. I know. Let's see what you got here.
I just like these. These were fun. It's the blackout the night. They were something completely different when they first came out with that almost like digital, Pantone design where you start to break up the color in order to get the gradient in there. I thought it was really, really neat to have that effect in a jersey, and something that looked fresh without it, the design being so over the top with that sort of digital look. Like you mentioned, the Bucks jerseys with the alarm clock design, that was like too far. I love the blackout the night stuff. I love the gear, everything that came with it.
A lot of folks weren't a fan of them. Like, you know, people from other teams, even people, on the, Lightning fans, they said they were cursed jerseys. They looked like practice jerseys. Couldn't read the numbers on them or anything, but I liked it. I thought it was, it was a cool theme, the blackout the night or invade the night, whatever.
Disrupt the night.
That's what it was. I'm a big fan of it. I'm still maybe probably like the current alternates better, incorporating some of the blue, but still sticking with the black. These jerseys would probably look really good with the current alternate helmets, the matte black helmets. That might be really cool on those jerseys.
Matt, I agree with you. I do like the new alternate ones that we have with the, because again, I like that color scheme. So I do like the new alternate ones we have, but I also agree with you, Joe. I was a fan of these. I liked them. And Matt, you mentioned the number thing. Remember that they changed the numbers because I think they were really dark when they first came out and you couldn't see them. And then they updated with like a gray outline. And they made it lighter. So they did change those numbers because they were really dark to begin with.
I never personally had an issue when they first, revealed those jerseys when they were first playing in them. I thought I could read the numbers pretty well. I've always
think of the broadcasters.
In the stands, it was hard to be able to read when they.
Well, there were a bunch of people. Good. That were already also saying just on the TV and everything like that too. Even on like close-up shots, they weren't really able to read them. So I don't know if I've just got really good eyes. I've always, I've been blessed not to have glasses or anything just yet. So I don't know if it's a me thing or.
Don't worry, there's still time, buddy.
I know. There's plenty of time. My entire family wears glasses except me. So I'm like, when's it gonna happen?
You are right, though. A lot of people did not like these jerseys. They definitely thought they were cursed. I remember one of our most popular articles that I wrote was about how the record in the Lightning's jerseys, because everybody always said they were cursed. So I'm like, all right, let's go look. They were not. They had a winning record in those jerseys, actually, believe it or not. So I did like those. The thing I remember about those jerseys, too, is that they took forever to come out. Like we were like, what, 75% done with the season? When they released the jerseys, it was super late, which was always weird. They kind of did that with another jersey, too, that I can't remember. But all right, Matt, I have been told that we need to do we've been going this order, but I was told that you are the main event here for your jersey that you picked out. So I'm very excited to see what we got here. It's time for Matt's wild card jersey. Let's see what we got here.
This might have been where I took the assignment a little bit too far and got mad with Power with AI.
Oh, my goodness. What am I looking at?
I was just I don't know if I was really starving for ideas or anything, but I heard wild card or funny bonus, whatever jersey. I was like, let's just screw around. So I think I forget what my prompt was. I think it was like death metal Lightning jersey or something like that. And I did a couple different iterations of them, and I think like the final prompt I gave it was massive shoulder spikes or something like that, and so that's where we get the massive shoulder spikes. I honestly these are great tactical jerseys. Like, would you want to go body check somebody wearing that? No, probably not. So it seems like an automatic win each time you wear these jerseys.
I got nothing, man. That is absolutely insane. Not what I was expecting. The skull's kind of cool looking, just below the Lightning logo, though.
Matt, by the way, this might actually be the best Lightning logo out of all the AI ones that you do. I think it's the best one.
It really is.
These are great. Obviously cannot wear these in real life because of the spikes, but that's really fun. I love the way you went with this. That's a great wild card. You know, if you took away the spikes and just put the design like on the jersey, I could kind of get, you know what it reminds me of? It's like a mashup with the rock band Kiss. That's what I see here. It's a collab with the rock band Kiss.
That's it. We have so many themed nights. We need a Kiss themed night for the Lightning, and they come out rocking these jerseys, Matt. I think you have to propose that to somebody.
To Gene Simmons, maybe.
Comment here from Daniel, by the way. Goalie helmet as a skater would be tough. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Actually, that's true. These are great.
It's like a lacrosse helmet or something.
Oh, geez. The spikes, man. Like, that is... I'm at a loss for words.
No words.
Well done, Matt. Well done. You definitely understood the assignment. Well, we know with a lot of AI ones and ones that aren't real, and unfortunately you can't really get a lot of those jerseys, but they are really cool. I do know one place that you can go there where you can get some awesome Lightning merchandise, and that is shop.rblrsports.com. You can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your order. And don't worry, if you're looking for other team-inspired merch as well, we got Bucks, Rays, Rowdies, you name it, we got it. shop.rblrsports.com. Link, as always, is in the description as well. And don't forget, you can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your order. Be sure to go check that out. If you want to help support the podcast, that's one of the best ways to do it. Aside from liking the video, subscribing, ringing that bell, and hitting that share button, we always really do appreciate it and the support here, guys. But all right, so let us know in the comments down below who's you thought was your favorite. Matt obviously wins the most creative award there, no question about it. That was fantastic. But guys, any other final comments here on our jersey styles?
Yeah, who would you shoulder check wearing the spike jerseys?
Matt Cook.
That question.
That's a good answer. I plead the fifth. Jacob Trouba.
Plead the fifth. There's a couple of guys that immediately popped into mind, but I'm not going to answer that question. I might get put on a list. Wait, hold on. I got to pull this comment up now that just came in. Daniel says, Jake has my vote if he sells that ad space. No, I don't want your vote. If it requires putting ads on there, I'm not taking your vote. I'm sorry. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us in this episode. Thank you so much all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in live here as well. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that share button and ring that bell for notifications so you don't miss out on future episodes when we post them live. So that'll do it for us today. Have a great rest of your day. And hopefully we'll see a real good hockey season. Go Bolt.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.